Wait, go get your fucking cacti, Kat.
It's fuck. Wait, am I gonna drink it?
Fuck. It's on the other side of my room. Fuck.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, bro. Drink that cacti. Nice shorts, bro.
I thought it was the shorts that ripped, and they just, like, literally from the top of his hips down to his knees, they were ripped open.
What?
Nah. Cat the type of dude to wear front assless chaps. So you got cacti, Cat?
Yeah, I did. Dude, you surprisingly, got, like...
It's cacti now.
Cacti, yeah.
Cacti.
Cacti.
Let's get some cack later, dude, right?
Yeah, that's real funny, guys. Great jokes. Dude, I got it. So I looked, first off, like the distribution of this was crazy. I didn't actually think I would be able to get it for some reason. Like when I looked at the store locator, they obviously like, I just for some reason felt like it'd only be in a couple stores and maybe just starting with LA, but it was like every store in the Bay Area. And I got the last case and I was pretty hyped.
The last case?
Yeah, it felt pretty cool walking out with the last case, though.
Like, the last cacti.
Through like the fridge aisle of like all the seltzers. And I just like, I wasn't there to get the cacti. I was there to like get
groceries and shit. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
And then, my sole mission was to go find cacti. I definitely wouldn't have visited more than one store to find it, even if I had. But then, yeah, it was cool. Like, it was just the last case. And I don't know, like, I'll probably save it for like when we actually discuss the drink, but when I saw it, the best experience was just like seeing the packaging and the branding and like being able to grab the last one out of the fridge. That was probably more fun than actually drinking the cacti itself.
Wow, what the fuck, bro? You're just going to shit on the nectar of the gods? You're going to shit on Travis Scott's armpit sweat? Dude, lick that off the ground, bro.
That's what it tasted like, low key, bro.
Wow.
You're not wrong what there, the man.
Okay, listen. I had it this weekend. I had it. I was at some house, open the fridge, boom, pineapple cacti right there. Pineapple cacti, right? Grabbed it, ripped it open, popped it open, took a sip, and I was like, why the fuck is everyone shitting on this? I think it's actually good. I think that it's, first of all, a tequila seltzer. I ain't never had a tequila seltzer before. Nice. Second of all, higher alcohol concentrate. Third of all, it just tasted
it's not
like...
It's not higher. It's like similar.
What do you mean? Sorry, I forgot. You drink hella alcohol, Kat. Tell us.
I think drunk. Isn't Corona seltzers also like 7%?
White Claw is like 3%.
Yeah, what? White Claw is like 5%, but Corona seltzer.
Oh, never mind. Wait, first of all, who fucking drinks Corona seltzer?
Oh, it's 4.5.
I've heard that Corona seltzer tastes like piss water.
Corona seltzer is just Bud Light Lime, dog. Seltzer. They just changed the can. Great.
Corona seltzer is way better than White Claw and way better than Cacti.
I personally haven't had Cacti yet. And I'm in no rush to fucking get it.
Wait, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. I asked you, where do you think you could get cacti in public? And you said, on the beach, at bars, outside during the day, Miami, baby. And you went to Miami this weekend. And
they didn't have any.
It's fucking scam, bro. So what, were we boycotting Miami?
We went to every store. They didn't have any.
Let the record show, Arian went to Miami just to get cacti.
And I was just so I could properly drink cacti based off of the statement that Rustin just said, where cacti is only acceptable in day drinking situations.
So speaking of acceptable situations, if you guys are sitting down and you're streaming and you're gaming, what seltzer are you going to buy? Because that's prime time to drink seltzer, right? What's your decision?
Oh, yeah, it's cacti.
It's cacti.
I haven't had cacti.
I have to, bro. I have to.
Yeah. I haven't had cacti, but all seltzer tastes the same, right? None of them are amazing. None of them are shit. So,
let me go back to the flavors real quick. So, the issue with the flavors with cacti is that the flavors are extremely artificial. Like, so the flavors are pineapple, strawberry, and lime, right? So, I first had pineapple. First off, it's because the pineapple packaging is like amazing. It has like that Travis Scott.
To those of you listening at home, he's showing the packaging.
So it looks really nice. So I tried the pineapple first, especially because Rustin, you texted me before saying pineapple's good. I tried it, I was like, damn, like the flavor is like way too artificial, a little too strong. And because of that like agave, like tequila mix, the alcohol doesn't mix well with the flavor.
Oh, interesting.
Right? That's my, so I was like, okay, let me try lime after. Because lime in any hard seltzer is typically the neutral one, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to any like even like regular non-alcoholic seltzers, like lime is just like the go-to. It just tastes like water and you squeeze lime on it. But even the lime had too much flavor, bro. It tasted artificial, and like they were trying to cover up this agave taste with like extra sweetener. It just wasn't for me, dude. Like, it didn't taste neutral at all. And I didn't even try strawberry. I didn't even get to it. I just had a pineapple and a lime.
It's really weird you say that, because he specifically said, I wanted to make it taste more like alcohol. That's why I upped the alcohol intake. I didn't want it to be like the bullshit seltzers thing. My take, so do you like it or not?
No.
You don't like it.
Solid 3.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Packaging experience, 8 out of 10. Branding, 9 out of 10. Knowing it's Travis Scott makes it like a lot higher.
Wow. Okay. Well, I liked it. I thought it was like a 7 out of 10 on seltzers, and the rest of seltzers fall in the 5 out of 10 category for me. But granted, I could be biased because I was drunk and because it's Travis Scott. I'm just telling you guys the facts here.
Two things that literally just discounted like your rating right there. just completely out the window. You should not have mentioned those things. You bought a Travis Scott McDonald's tea, okay? So you'll literally,
yeah, wear it to bed.
Suck the
dude, my Travis Scott
the nectar of his cacti.
Of course.
I literally just got an email that my Travis Scott PlayStation crew neck is finally coming, guys.
Well, you still haven't got that?
No, yeah, I finally got the shipping.
Dude, I ordered a Playboy Cardi whole lot of red shirt after you ordered that, and I still got that before.
Okay,
it's
but
been almost 6 months.
To bring it back to gaming and Hype Geek, the reason we're talking about cacti and Travis Scott is because we think that seltzers are the drink to drink when you're gaming. And if you don't think that, then fuck you. But basically,
or you're under 21, drink responsibly.
Yeah, okay.
Don't drink that, then fuck you.
Okay. So regardless of our ratings, we all said yes to the fact that that's going to be the drink that we drink when we're gaming. So what's the stance here? We like it, right?
Yeah.
It's we good. Like it.
Six out of nine. For
okay.
Sure.
Boom. Roll the intro song, Christian.
Did you say six out of nine?
Okay, welcome to the Hype Geek podcast. Hype Geek is a culture. Again, like I said last week on the podcast, we're working through our definition for this, and you'll see it evolve over time. We'll finally figure out how to say it properly. Hype Geek is a culture where fashion, gaming, digital goods, everything comes and collides. And that's really where we cover things and talk about on this podcast. And this is live. We're streaming it live on Twitch. There's people watching it every week. Tuesdays, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so it's a live show. So if you hear us talking about the chat or talking about certain things, or you want to see what the fuck we're talking about when we pull up different articles, then please tune in live at twitch.tv/highgroundco, HIGROUNDCO. Follow us on at Hype Geek across all socials, and that's really where you'll find all this information. The reason that's HIGROUNDCO is because our brand HIGROUND makes keyboards, and if you bought a pre-order from us, it's shipping in a couple weeks, baby. So yeah, stay tuned. I know you guys have been waiting for that. That's pretty much it from corporate Rustin. Let's throw it into the Hype Geek shit. So a segment that we do over here is basically Hyper Geek, basically roasting the shit out of different people in the gaming industry that have the worst fits, or maybe they have a good fit. And this week, we have a very interesting person that we're talking about. It's Cloaksy, who maybe some of you guys think, yo, Cloaksy's got swag, but I beg to fucking differ. So let's dive into it.
All right, do we have an image up? Because, I mean, first off, I know he just left FaZe Clan, but I think we could pretty much categorize a lot of, like, the non-main FaZe members, maybe including some main FaZe members. Like, when I say main, like, the people who weren't living out of the New York house, like, OG FaZe members, like, FaZe fans would know what I'm talking about. But they all pretty much have the same sense of fashion. Just throw on some, like, hype t-shirt, like Supreme. Throw on some, like,
Supreme tee and Jordans. Right?
And then just wear jeans and fucking snapback and you call it a day. And do you know why I know this? It's because that's me.
You don't,
like,
have a Supreme shirt,
t-shirts.
Bro.
Yeah, I don't. But like, got my snapback. I just wear jeans and I just wear like decent shoes. That's it. Call it a day.
Okay. So listen, for the audience at home, Cav wasn't actually, he wasn't kidding. Like literally, we have a picture up here of Cloaksy wearing Off-White ones. What colorway is this, Aaron? What did they call this one? The UNCs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the UNC colorway. So it's like powdered blue Off-White Jordan 1s, black jeans, Supreme CDG BOGO shirt. So that's basically the black Supreme BOGO split in half. And then I can't tell what watch that is, but it's definitely a nice watch, and then a backwards hat, and then he's drinking a White Claw, which in the future will be a cacti in that hand, just saying. So for me, cool. Do you know when this photo was taken? This photo was taken in fucking 2020. That fit cannot exist in 2020. And I'm going to give you a little bit more background. I want to throw it to Arian for Cloaksy's fit in 2019. Arian, take it away.
He's essentially just wearing the same exact outfit. For those at home or on the pod, he's wearing a Supreme sweater this time, not a t-shirt, a sweater. He's wearing, I'm pretty sure, are the same exact black jeans and the Travis ones with the pink laces. But one thing I want to mention is the pink laces on the Travis ones are very crucial. You got to get the Neapolitan ice cream vibes in when you're wearing those shoes. Another thing I want to mention is this is the same exact fit. And even in 2019, it's not acceptable. This was the quintessential 2016 outfit.
Wait, so you guys are roasting because his fashion hasn't evolved since 2016 to 2020?
Well, it hasn't evolved personally from 2019 to 2020. And it's also late on the train of when that basic minimal streetwear type fits have been long from evolved from. But yeah.
I know where this is going. Ka, say it, dude.
Wait, well, what I was going to say was actually like low-key defending him. I don't know if you guys...
I thought you were about to say, well, his fit hasn't evolved from 2019 to 2020. Same with Rustin, bro.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Well, damn, I just roasted myself.
I'm in I'm in no position to like roast you guys, whereas like I look at these fellow members as people that I understand, because this could be low-key against him, but Supreme and Off-White are like lazy fashion at this point, right? If you don't have the effort to find your style, you throw on one of these t-shirts and immediately to the untrained eye, you're seen as someone who has style or at least wealth or understands what it means to represent a brand that has value or luxury, right? So it could just be lazy. But at the same time, when I look at this, I feel like if another person, maybe of better like stature, posture, rocked the same exact fit, you wouldn't be roasting him as much. Is that true? Is it just because it doesn't fit Cloaksy, or is it because if it was on anyone, you would roast him?
Damn.
Here's my thing. If I see this kid on the street, first of all, before like a few months ago, I had no idea what Cloaksy looked like. so like I never watched his streams, or like I would only hear him through like Tim and Nick streams. If I just saw him walking across the street, I wouldn't even give him like a millisecond of thought. Like that's it. It just wouldn't give him a millisecond of thought. But we're rating this kid's fit right now.
Are you saying he just looks like a normal kid for those who don't?
Like, the basic kid. This is what you see on Fairfax.
Huh. Yeah, but like I don't know. Something about it's just like fashion to me is really just finding what works for you. So this might not work for him, but if you took the exact same fit and someone could actually rock it, then that fit objectively isn't that bad. Just maybe subjectively towards him doesn't work with him.
It's not, and I'll tell you why.
I disagree.
Timeline. Because this is 2020. So like at this point, it's played out kind of like that. This fit in this style, it's no longer trend, but it's also no longer like I'm just doing what everyone else is doing. Now you've like kind of fallen behind in that sense. And that's a really funny thing is like, okay, like if I were to rate his fit right now, I would give it like a 5 or 6 out of 10 because it just like it's very basic. Like, okay, boom, just, you know, it's like 5 out of 10 hype geek, right? It doesn't really go beyond that. But what's funny is last week we gave a 2 out of 10 for XQC. But for XQC, low key, I fuck with XQC's fit more than I fuck with this because that fit is so much more XQC than I'm guessing this. I don't know. This doesn't feel like it's Cloaksy.
That's facts.
And I don't know Cloaksy, but like you just can tell when someone wears something like this, it's never really them. They're just like someone took them to the store.
What if I wore that exact fit? Would it look as bad?
I'd laugh at you.
Yeah, I'd laugh at you too. Swagless.
100%. I would roast you harder than we're roasting Cloak.
That's fair.
So I give it a 5 out of 10. All right, what do you give him?
Okay, I'm gonna fix my rating for X. Mm-hmm. X gets a 10 out of 10, and Cloaks gets a 2 out of 10.
Okay, flip flop there. Kat, you
solid like 6 out of 10 because I just don't think that it's like even timeline, this is a whole different conversation, but even timeline of like when you wear clothes is also like sort of arbitrary, because like you could bring back vintage anytime. I know vintage isn't considered like 3 years ago, but in terms of timeline, like you could bring back something if you actually wear it well. Right?
No,
you can
not. No. If it's continue resting,
because I was about to wear skinny jeans last week and everyone made fun of me saying you can't bring skinnies back, and I'm telling
you, with skinny jeans I can't. I know Gen Z roast skinny jeans now. I've seen it all over TikTok.
Really? I haven't even
seen
it.
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Skinny jeans. Like, it's all about baggy shit. Like, but no, I still think skinny jeans look fine.
So like, with timeline context, I actually give this a 3 out of 10. Because, dude, like, come on. Really? That's the, like, you stopped. You stopped buying stuff in 2018 or 2019. And, like...
That's my stance.
Let's give him some credit in terms of like it's probably quarantine timeline. Guy probably hasn't been out shopping in a minute. You know, just pulled some stuff out of his closet. Right, August 22nd, 2020.
Well, yeah. Okay, fine. So I gave 3 out of 10. You gave 6 out of 10. Aryan gave 2 out of 10. And we got to upgrade this guy's wardrobe.
1 out of 10.
One out of ten. Okay. So Kat, you said that you know he hasn't been able to buy new clothes. Doesn't really probably know what to get. I'll tell you what he should fucking get. The crazy shit just happened. The crazy shit just happened, guys. Undercover. Collaborated with Neon Genesis Evangelion. I don't know how to say the last part of it. Evangelion. Most people say Evangelion. I say Evangelion.
I watched the show and I still forget what it is.
Cool.
So
that makes me feel better. And it's an anime. And it's about these robots, or they call them angels. Aryan, you explain what the anime is.
I was like, let me just take this from your hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's an enemy that comes to Earth. I don't want to spoil it, so I'm just going to say the humans build a robot that can fight this like giant godlike enemy. And the godlike enemy is called an angel. But these fucking... Could we just talk about how sick... this undercover collab is this purple one right here. This is the main character's.
Before you go into it, yeah, explain. Armor. Explain. It's a runway show. So undercover.
Yeah. So the Evas in the show are manned by people in the main character, and so this is just a depiction of undercover, famous Japanese brand, beautiful like history with them. You know, they did a collaboration with Neon Genesis.
And it was for their runway show in 2021. Yeah. It's the 2021 August Winter Collection.
Yeah.
And it's a whole fucking runway show. Like, people are at a fashion show expecting, you know, your typical fashion shit. And this guy brings out an anime collab. Like, dude, that's hype geek as fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. And this is just the fucking beginning. Like, Aryan, I want you to go into the fits in detail, but I just want to explain why this is historical for a second here. If... a Japanese designer that is showing this to traditional fashion media is saying, hey, anime is like the next thing. Like, let's reference anime IP. Like, this is fucking dope. Gaming is the next thing. Like, I predict in literally one more season, one more year, maybe, someone is going to start referencing video games and using the IP on the runway show. Like, it's just bound to happen. I don't know what game, but it's going to be fucking hype geek as shit. This is just fucking epic. So
this was the first anime runway show?
No.
Or anime inspired collection?
No.
Not the first anime inspired collection, but I think that
I'm gonna actually give a little history lesson here.
Go ahead.
This is not only the first anime collection, but also not the first EVA collection.
Oh, really?
This has been done twice before.
Huh.
Well, to my knowledge, twice before. There's obviously both also Japanese brands. 20471120 is the first one. They did it in fall of 1998.
Wow.
That was like when the show was like out, right? Like when the show was like just came out, right? And they integrated some of like the helmets as hats in their collection.
Ah.
And in 2015, Yoji Yamamoto did the collab on his one of the Yoji brands called Ground Y.
Okay.
And it's just like Yoji style cuts with prints of them on the like all over.
But were those like straight up full on fashion collections at a runway show, traditional media, like to this level.
I can't speak for, well, 2047 for sure was.
Mm-hmm.
You could look it up after the fact and we find like the runway fits. Ground Y, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Ground Y was more because, you know, Yoji, he's got like Y3. He's got all these like different sort of brands, but the only one he really does on runway is the Yoji brand. So.
Okay. So then I kind of backtrack on my sort of like stance in that it feels very historical because of now everything is so fucking mainstream.
This is actually, you shouldn't backtrack. Okay. This is historical.
Okay.
Because like, it wasn't done like this in the first two collaborations. This was really like integrating too. Like in the 204 collection, it was just like a little bit of integration, like a little nod. This is straight up like a full blown collab and super hype geek and has everyone's attention. Undercover is always someone that shocks the crowds whenever they have a runway show. And this one, like it's going, like this one's going up, you know, like this one's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm clicking through the slides here for those of you listening at home. Like I'm just going to describe it to you. They've made like this red parka that's like see-through on the sides of the arms, and then you pull the hood up and it's got these like four eyes that are green, just like one of the robots. And then like the staple piece, in my opinion, is like the main robot of the show. It's this purple puffer that's in the design of the character. It's just so like purple, green, yellow. It's fucking beautiful. And then they've made helmet, like it looks like the helmets, and they have LEDs for the eyes, and like so
this is a representation of the angel, the enemy.
Got it.
So if you those first two that you were seeing, the purple one, that's an Eva.
Yeah.
Like one of the our side, right? The good people. And this is an angel.
Got it, got it. And then there's a couple other angels walking around and they have like scarves flowing down the sides. But what's sick is like there's also just parkas and jackets that have like Evangelion like graphics and printed on them. Like I would love to buy one of those. I just know that Undercover is super fucking expensive,
right?
With all this context, Kat, how do you feel about it? You know, would you add this to your wardrobe? They will.
This is for autumn winter 2021.
I think it's hard to tell with a lot of these images because they're wearing that helmet. If you isolate it to like if you put on just normal jeans and like what that would look like,
but this coat right here would look
What about really this parka right here? With this,
I can't pull that off. That's for sure.
Really? Like, I feel like you could.
Yeah, you can.
The most I would probably go for is the puffer, but like, yeah, I don't know,
dude. I feel like you would crush this park, like this long parka jacket that's black and then has a little graphic on top of it. Oh, dude! And then you wear like a white turtleneck. Oh, damn, bro, you'd kill it.
When I first saw this, I'm not gonna lie, like I'm aware that a lot of fashion shows, you know, like the Louis Vuitton one where they're literally wearing skyscrapers are the art style, right? Mm-hmm. They don't actually sell those, correct?
They might sell that. It just depends. Like if a buyer wants that, he'll buy it. Like they'll get it.
If you go to the last or second to last image, that's more of what Kaz thinking of what's more of a runway outfit. Yeah. You see that? It's like a bouquet of flowers almost. This was one of the fits on the show, but this is harder to wear than the parkas.
Yeah.
And right. the puffers and the even the helmets. I'd literally wear the helmet before I'd wear this.
Like that one too. Holy shit. Like all of them I pretty much thought that were
so sick.
Were more art styles. I didn't actually think they were selling it because it was just so, but when you take a look back and you kind of isolate the pieces, like if you wear that like red parka or whatever, you wouldn't wear it with also like red tights like this person is, right? Like that's just a little
Well, that's just the art of the runway show.
Right, right.
And the character.
They're showing you like a character that they're building for the runway show.
Storytelling. I completely get that.
You could. Like I could see Playboi Carti wearing an all red fit with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But like for me as like a normal consumer, to isolate the pieces and imagine on myself in a way that isn't on a runway, not wearing these crazy ass helmets, it's hard. But like that's why a parka is just so easy to understand.
Well, what if
like, you know, a puff jacket?
What if it was like a game, like if Undercover did something but it was inspired by a game that you liked? Then would you?
I mean, for sure I would have to like have some sort of relation. Like if I didn't watch the anime, it's kind of pointless.
Right.
I almost feel like a poser if I were to wear something like that, especially something that expensive. In terms of games, I don't think I would rock anything with the games I like. Like, really? If there was any collaboration with Fortnite or Call of Duty, I just think that that's so corny. Like,
so lame.
It wouldn't be cool.
You're right. You know? It is lame because that's like back to the Cloaksy thing. That's like surface level gamer. Like, oh, I like video games. I'm going to wear Call of Duty.
There's no way someone would do like a apparel collab with a game that big that wouldn't be corny, that would go deep and actually look good. I don't think anyone would do it.
Yeah, for a game that big, like those two. I don't know. I'm thinking of like Genshin Impact. That could be a hard collab.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you go find the like kind of niche game, like the cult game. Like if there was a Metal Gear Solid collection, right?
100%.
Aryan shaking his head. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That would be an acronym collab.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, that already happens.
That would literally just be Death Stranding.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We've already done this.
All right. Okay. Cool. We put this to bed. We're still on animes though. There's another anime collab, which I think is fucking hilarious. There's a Demon Slayer chair, or as I like to call it, the Demon Chair.
It's
basically a gaming chair.
Yo, if you play games with a sword by your side, you're so cracked. It's unbelievable.
This chair is for you because it has a literal samurai sword attached to the side of the chair.
It's so sick.
It's fucking crazy. Can you pull the sword out of the sheath? Or like, is it a real sword?
I think you have to be able to, bro. You have to. My favorite part about this, first of all, for those who watch Demon Slayer and those at home, this is Gyu Tamioka's like jacket or a kimono put onto, what is this, a Lenovo chair? Yeah, a Lenovo chair. Gaming racer type
Lenovo
chair.
Anymore.
Yeah, we don't. First of all, if we just sidetrack for a bit, gaming chairs are actually terrible.
So ass, bro.
Terrible.
So
all
ass.
All of them. And none of them will be good. None of them will ever be good. Get yourself a Herman Miller. It's the best.
Wait, Herman Miller did a Logitech collab, though. That's got to be fire, right?
Yeah, it's probably not going to be fire. Just get the air on.
It's Herman Miller.
Yeah, it was Herman Miller, but it's a gamer chair. And gamer chairs are statistically terrible.
Except for when Hi-Rem makes one. What? Continue.
Just collab with Herman Miller, though.
Kaz's face is priceless right now. Continue.
We're doing that.
Yo, so this chair is awesome. It also just like cool when you think about Demon Slayer itself, because the show just released their first movie and it was Japan only released because they want to release it in the theaters. So they're waiting for US to open up most of its theaters to launch it. And it beat Spirited Away for the highest grossing movie of all time in Japan.
Wow.
No fucking way. That's crazy.
How crazy is that?
Wow. So I look at this chair and I'm like, this is the worst chair of all fucking time. Like, I look at the fucking wheels and the base of the chair and I'm like,
yeah,
look at how fucking cheap that looks.
Yeah.
So
100%.
But damn, that samurai sword is fucking crazy, dude.
The sword is
sick. A drop, but I would cop it and then like tear off
the sword
fucking fabric and throw it over my chair.
I would just cop it for the sword. So I'm just like fucking chink, like pull it out in the middle of a game and just like I'm so pissed. Like that's new rage, bro. You just fucking slice up your
instead of
your
punching
setup.
Your monitor, you just slice that.
just like fucking jam it into the monitor.
that's actually the hardest rage pick of all time. Just a sword going through your monitor.
Seppuku and the chair.
So maybe you could just buy the chair and detach it and attach it to your current chair. It looks like that, right?
Or just buy a fucking samurai sword and duct tape it to the side of your chair.
That's true. But it won't be
Demon
Tommy
Slayer.
Yoka's.
Right. Wow. Damn. Well, look, gaming chairs fucking suck. Do you know what else also fucking sucks?
A lot of things. You. Okay.
Well, damn. I was hoping you guys would say the next topic, but I'll just say it for us. The Overwatch League is getting canceled? No, Overwatch League live events potentially are getting canceled. And same with the Call of Duty League's live events. What the fuck happened? I thought we put $50 million into every team and that it's going to make billions of dollars in revenue. And like people are going to show up in person just like how they show up for basketball games and baseball games to watch people play video games. What the fuck happened, guys? What happened?
I remember when they first did it, I was listening to the High Ground pod. You know, the days before I was here, it's just you two and you guys talking about it.
Yeah,
Hypekeep Pod. Okay, I thought it was High Ground back then. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. We're going into a whole new world. Like, we're bringing, like, the Garage LAN competitions to the fucking stadiums. And then we went to the COD League last year, right before Rona hit. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, it just didn't slap, you know? It just didn't. It just... it just didn't feel, it was really cool. Like, we brought a good gang of people with us and we had a great time. It was a really like close matchup. I forgot who was playing, but just the overall experience was very short of what I was expecting.
Here's the thing. I still believe that it's possible and it's going to happen, but I think that Activision just got greedy as fuck and like charged way too high of prices for this thing and set way too high of expectations. I still think it can work though. But like, what the fuck has happened to esports? Like, does anyone... esports should have been the fucking thing, like, in COVID. Like, everyone should have been freaking out about, like, esports. We can watch esports instead of sports. But no, all this shit got canceled too, and it was boring. Like, that should have been esports' moment to shine, and it hasn't. And, like, there were these... I don't know, bro.
Would you say, a ton of people started playing games, watching streams. Like, there's a reason why all these streamers are blowing up.
That's not esports. I'm talking about esports specifically. Like, did we have any viewership records for any tournaments? No.
That's true.
We didn't, dude. And then, like, in terms of view, like, in terms of revenue.
What about the league championship? That one was popping, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they never, usually, if it was very good, they'll tell you the numbers and they'll say, this many people watch league over Super Bowl. We never got one of those fucking stats. That never came out. So, signaling, right? But then in terms of revenue, the esports industry, dude, in 2019, they said that it was going to be $1.1 billion or whatever in 2020. And then this year, they announced that it's going to be $1.1 billion. Like, what kind of growth is that? Like, I don't know what's going on in esports, but if the Overwatch League is potentially canceling homesteads and then the Activision fired like 300 people in charge of their live events, that's not a good signal. Granted, in the articles, they say, oh, we're not canceling all live events, but that's just... I don't know, man. Like, hopefully they're going to restructure this shit and figure it out. That's my stance on everything. Where do you stand, Kat?
I don't think they're going to go back to, like, when they were trying to do the COD League and change from the CDL to... Wait, what was it? CWL to the CDL? Is that the change now?
Yeah.
Where they went from, like, major tournaments to, like, weekly, like, homestands and stuff like that. I don't think that's going to happen anymore because we went to one of those weeklies. It's not nearly as hype as like when we went to Vegas for like a tournament like that, a big one where like all the teams are playing. I think COVID was a great cop-out for them to kind of back off and have an excuse of why they shouldn't. Because if it continued to go on, I think they would have be seen as a bigger failure when those events didn't work. Because I think they were bound to not work, in my opinion. Right. I think it came too fast. I think they're hoping they could copy the Overwatch League in terms of like theirs, but Overwatch League, I mean, I don't really know as much about their fan base, but they only had a couple like stadiums, and their Burbank was like the home stadium. That was like the main one, right? Did they have any others outside of that?
For the Overwatch League? Yeah, they had a New York XL homestead. That is the best one. That one, and then the one in Austin at the Esports Stadium or whatever. Not in Austin, Arlington, Texas. They got like good people to come out for that. They started to build a local community for sure, but... is it $25 million a team worth? Not yet. It will be in the future.
The whole... I agree with Ka on what he was saying with the CDL thing. No one wants to go to a weekly game. No one wants to go to that. That's what we went to. That's what was not... like, what was disappointing. Mm. What's cool about gaming things is that they're few and far between. So when you go to it, it's like a fucking championship, bro. Think of the Fortnite World Cup. That thing was like crazy. The whole production value behind it, that thing was absolutely nuts. And I just don't think you can provide that same sort of feel for just like a weekly regular seasonal game.
Yeah. But
they wanted to be the NBA and they failed.
But
move back to the...
well, it's not done. But like, you could tell better storylines with weeklies. But why the fuck do they have to be in person? Like, why? We're going backwards instead of forwards with esports, you know, in that situation. But I see some parallels here within esports, and like, there was all this hoopla when we were in it, and like, it just ballooned and bubbled and everything, and shit was really overvalued. And there's kind of that situation happening in NFTs just a little bit. And I think that it's funny that the history of NFTs is really closely tied to video games. Like, a really good example is CSGO skins. And I found this really awesome thread on Twitter where this guy basically explains that his obsession with CSGO knives explains how he actually doesn't think that NFTs are a bubble because he saw all this shit happening in CSGO skins. And once NFTs have real utility, like identity within a video game, then they can be really powerful. And so, look, I thought it was just hilarious that the way he explains how he was using keys that you would then sell for Bitcoin, and then like all the transactions were actually happening in Bitcoin. And this was in, let me see, this was 7 years ago that he was doing this. So in 2015, he was flipping Bitcoin for knives in CSGO. And dude, now we're here. He is an example where he says that some years ago, traded 10,000s, even six figures of money for True Blue Gems, which is like a CSGO skin. So, dude, it's fucking here. And maybe it's only the beginning, or maybe it's that same case of esports, and that eventually in the future, we're going to see like a trough of disillusionment. I don't know where I stand.
This is really sick because I'm one of those who was like, shit, like NFTs really are bubbling. But this gives me like a different perspective, something that I wasn't able to look at until I read this thread. And I think this is sick. And I really like his comparison.
Because NFTs, I think there is a big argument of it possibly being a bubble because people aren't seeing the potential applications outside of that. Because it's very hard. There isn't an industry created around applications.
Yeah.
And arguably gaming could be that application. But I think it's great that I was actually one of those people who were arguing against arguing for it being a bubble, because like there are so many people like Logan Paul and all these people getting into NFTs that it creates this hype, and a lot of people are going to start seeing it as like, okay, there's too many NFTs now. But arguably this kind of healthy competition makes people more creative in the way that they could find current applications, even if there isn't an entire ecosystem around the NFT applications. So like artists and musicians who are, you know, doing special releases based off NFTs and tying real value that currently exists to NFTs is a start. And then once there is that ecosystem, or whether it's a game or whatever, where the application of NFTs could actually be very useful, then this shit will blow up. But I think the current competitive nature of people trying to, you know, show how NFTs can be different can make it last longer than just a quick bubble, in my opinion, hopefully.
Yeah, but there are situations where we could be at the top. Like, for example, if ASAP Rocky is tweeting NFT fire to Ian Connor, who said, "What is this cryptocurrency business about? Please explain." I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for the industry. It's a good thing if he dives into it and provides something with value. It's a bad thing if he does some fucking Lil Yachty coin bullshit. But yeah. I don't think Rocky's the type of dude to do that, right? Dude,
it sounded like he learned about crypto last week and just tweeted NFTs.
That's literally what I was thinking. And also, anything Ian Connor touches turns to dog shit. So.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, also, Virgil posted a video of like this Louis Vuitton.
This is more what you were saying, Rust. This Louis Vuitton NFT video.
Oh, of what? What was I saying?
Of like these people talking about it. Like, maybe we don't want these types of people talking about it because this is a good example of a bubble.
Think that this is more bubbly than ASAP Rocky's tweet?
Than ASAP Rocky and
Interesting.
Ian Connor.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I feel
First
that
of all,
way.
I want to say for the viewers at home, it's like a really sick video of this boxed up, I didn't even know what to call it.
It's
like an
action figure. Yeah,
it's like a figure. Yeah, and it just runs through a table and then jumps down into a luggage bag into a new box. It's got like Toy Story vibes to it, but it's also super dope. Cyberpunky as well, in terms of tone and color.
The box is like a Barbie box.
Yeah, the box is like a Barbie box. It's like clear front and dope video, but I still stand with what I say.
It's not just the studios. Louis Vuitton Imagineers. It's not just the fashion the studio's painting a picture of. These time call for something additional. Imagination. Still loading.
These time.
Yeah, that's time. Virgil's caption.
That's the caption.
Yeah. So he's hinting at an NFT. I don't know. Maybe that's good, but also I'm like, what the fuck, man? You just found out about NFTs like last week, dog. How the fuck are you gonna like, dude, what? Come on.
One thing that I want to mention is, do you guys remember Trouble Andrew from Gucci?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he still works with Gucci, which I didn't know, by the way.
I thought he left. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he left too, but he does Gucci Ghost. He does like strictly Gucci Ghost. And he released a Gucci Ghost like collection NFT on Nifty.
Yes.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it sold and it was popping. And I was like, see, this is a good like use of high fashion tapping into NFT. But now, like weeks later, everyone's already into it. Logan Paul, all these people. And then now ASAP tweets and Virgil posts this thing. It's very like you just learned about it last week on Clubhouse. And now you're going to post a video and try to act like you've been in.
Well, damn, I sound like a gatekeeper, but I also sound like someone who wants people to come in. I don't know where I stand. That's pretty much it for me over here at Hype Geek. Do you guys have any final words on that?
No. I think we'll see how it turns out.
We'll see how it turns out.
Cool application, like I was saying. If you're innovative on the application, I don't care what type of art style it is. I think you're already winning in that case. So just keep innovating on the application front.
I think Virgil will have something innovative. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. All right, guys. That's it from us over here at the Hype Geek Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you go and fucking follow us on all platforms at Hype Geek. Go check out our Twitch if you want to watch the live viewing or our YouTube. And yeah, hope you guys have a great week. Fucking subscribe, 5 stars, share it with your friends. If we drink gave cacti. You information, drink cacti. And we'll be back next week.
Cover.
Bye undercover. Peace. I think the fashion show rant was a good clip about like in the future there'll be a gaming one. What clip did you guys like?
Cacti. Cacti is a good one, I think.
Cacti was a good one.
And Cloaksy, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Cloaksy. So
first three are probably the strongest in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah.